Six Dinner Sid by Inga Moore, Heying Books. Sid lived at number 1 Aristotle Street. He also lived at number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, and number 6. Sid lived in 6 houses so that he could have 6 dinners. Each night, he would slip out of number 1, where he might have had chicken, into number 2 for fish, on to number 3 for lamb, mince at number 4, fish again at number 5, rounding off at number 6 with beef and kidney stew. Since no one talked to their neighbors in Aristotle Street, no one knew what Sid was up to. They each believed the cat they fed was theirs, and theirs alone. But Sid had to work hard for his dinners. It wasn't easy being 6 people's pet. He had 6 different names to remember, and 6 different ways to behave. When he was being Scaramouche, Sid put on swanky airs. As Bob, he had a job. He was naughty as Satan, and silly as Sally. As Sooty, he smooched. But as Schwartz, he had to act rough and tough. All this work sometimes wore Sid out, but he didn't care as long as he had his 6 dinners. And besides, he liked being scratched in 6 different places and sleeping in 6 different beds. In fact, life on Aristotle Street was just about perfect for Sid, until one cold, damp day, he caught a nasty cough. The next thing he knew, he was being taken to see the vet. Poor Sid, he was taken not once, not twice, but 6 times. He went with 6 different people in 6 different ways. The vet said Sid's cough wasn't nearly as nasty as it sounded, but to be on the safe side, he should have a spoonful of medicine. Of course, Sid didn't have just one spoonful of medicine. He had 6. Now, one black cat does look much like another, but nobody, not even a busy vet, could see the same cat 6 times without becoming suspicious. Sure enough, when he checked in his appointment book, the vet found 6 cats with a cough, all living in Aristotle Street. So he rang the owners at once, and oh dear, Sid was found out. When they discovered what he had been up to, Sid's owners were furious. They said he had no business eating so many dinners. They said in future, they would make sure he had only 1 dinner a day. But Sid was a 6 dinner a day cat. So he went to live at number 1, Pythagoras Place. He also went to live at numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Unlike Aristotle Street, the people who lived in Pythagoras Place talked to their neighbors. So, right from the start, everyone knew about Sid's 6 dinners. And because everyone knew, nobody minded.